This could never happen in the Army, in our Army, or in anybody's Army.
Hey, hey, fellas, there's a commander. Quiet.
Oh. Hey, what's the matter with you guys?
What do you mean, what's the matter
with you? Why aren't you over at the hangar? Didn't you know we're supposed to go out on a raid tonight?
Go on a bombing raid tonight? Oh, excuse me, sir, but nobody told me about it. Rest of you guys hear anything about it?
No. I told Private Hamilton to spread the news around. Where is Private Hamilton?
I think Private Hamilton has a date tonight, sir. He has a girl in town.
Yeah. Must have forgotten all about the raid, sir.
Oh, well. Well, what about you fellas? Ready to go?
Well, hey, yeah. But, hey, do you mind my asking something, sir?
Yeah?
Has anybody repaired those two ships we damaged on our last trip?
I don't know. We'll have to look at them and see. No use asking anybody anything around here.
Well, if we'd have known nobody was working on those ships, sir, we'd have repaired them ourselves.
Yeah, looks like that's the only way to get anything done. Sergeant Clark.
Yes, sir.
Did you remember to draw those maps we were talking about the other day?
Yes, sir. But I left them over at the canteen.
You suppose we could find them? Oh, well, never mind. Oh, well, come on, it's getting late. Weather looks good right now, but it might change.
Don't you think it would be a good idea if we had a weather report, sir?
Sure. Where are we going to get one?
I don't know, sir.
Come on, then. We'll just have to do the best we can under the circumstances. Sergeant Clark.
Yes, sir.
You'd better write a note and tack it on the bulletin board in case anybody wants to know where we've gone.
Yes, sir.
Well, there's no use going on. The only place anything like that could happen would be in a nightmare. That just isn't the way an army works. An army is organized for action. Everybody knows what his job is and exactly how he's supposed to do it, and that's the way it's done. Nothing is left to chance. A bombing raid is planned in advance, down to the minutest detail. When the last minute comes...
Captain Jones reporting for duty, sir.
Do you and your men have full and complete instructions, Captain?
We have full and complete instructions, sir. Destination 10 Green. Tonight's targets 14, 16, and 20 in the charts. Heading 68. Fly at 10,000. Weather clear. High easterly winds probable on return trip.
Departure time?
22:00.
Right. Good luck, Captain.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, and hours of careful work and intelligent planning have gone into the execution of those few crisp orders. It's all done by perfect coordination, perfect organization, perfect clockwork. And on the stroke of 10 o'clock on the second...
Bomber squadron number 2, take off!
Nobody needs to prove the need for organizing to do a job well. We've seen whole cities and whole nations in this war wiped off the map. Good, courageous, intelligent people, but doomed to defeat because they couldn't compete with the clock-like precision of the great destructive Nazi organization. You and I here at home have a job to do in this war. How have we been doing so far? I'd say pretty well, wouldn't you? We've manned our factories, increased and begun to control our tremendous stores of food, bought war bonds and stamps. Ah, but let's not kid ourselves. We could do a lot better if we really got organized. Well, the Office of Civilian Defense now announces a plan for the actual organization of American families, block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood, across the whole nation from coast to coast. It's called the Block Plan, and it's the sensible, practical way to eliminate confusion and delay, to make all our war activities on the home front really count. Some sort of organization is necessary to deal with problems like these, which may already have confronted you and your neighbors.
Now I am confused. Look at that mess of junk I cleaned out of the attic. What do they want for salvage, and what don't they?
Well, the brass bed, I think they want brass and copper, and now let me think. Where did I see that list of metals?
Well, a list of metals won't do me any good. I scarcely know one metal from another. Lead, iron, tin, they're just words to me.
The thing to do is let the junk man look the stuff over. Yeah, there's the answer.
I missed the junk man. I wasn't home when he came. Now what'll I do?
Search me. Maybe the boys and I better just pile all this stuff out in the backyard.
Oh, no, you don't. It'll sit out there for weeks. No, I'm going to call up the neighbors. Maybe they'll know what to do.
No. Everybody I ask will give you different directions. I asked Peterson on the way to work this morning, and he said he took a whole carload of his junk downtown to a dealer somewhere.
Mrs. Smith told me yesterday that you're supposed to call up somebody, and they'll come around with a truck.
Now, wait a minute. Let me think. You can call somebody, I think. Oh, if we just save one of those newspapers with the directions in it.
Oh, darn, it's our fault. But you just can't help getting mixed up with so many things going on all at once.
There ought to be one person in the neighborhood who'd just take over the job of keeping us all straight. Folks around here ought to get organized. Save everybody a lot of trouble. Get this stuff moving a lot faster.
That's one important feature of the new block plan. Your local civilian defense council, if it hasn't already done so, we'll shortly appoint some one person in your block who'll take charge of salvage collecting in the block. Somebody who finds out exactly what's needed, how the scrap's to be collected, and sticks right to the job till it's done. Result? Everybody saves time and trouble, and the scrap goes where it's needed a lot faster. Or, say, another kind of problem comes up.
Boy, I hope we have a good dinner tonight. I'm caving in. I feel like I made a whole battleship by myself today.
Good. We have a wonderful dinner tonight, dear. I bought a tremendous roast. Here, you can peek in the oven.
Boy, that is a big one. Why'd you get such a big one, honey?
Well, it looks so good in the case.
Yeah, I know, honey, but we're not supposed to waste any meat these days, the men in the army.
Hey, that's just a lot of talk. I asked your mother all about the meat shortage today, and she says they aren't going to ration meat till spring, and maybe not then. And she says that means there's no shortage right now at all, because if there was a shortage...
Now, listen, honey. My mother's a very fine woman, and I love her dearly, but she's no expert on the national meat supply. You know, the picture I get of the meat situation is a lot different. I think we ought to go a little slow. Buy just what we really need.
Do you really think so?
Yeah. Well, don't feel bad about the roast. We'll eat it all up somewhere or other. Make corned beef hash out of it or something.
I don't think you can make corned beef hash out of a roast of pork, darling, but I'll look it up in the cookbook.
Okay. Only, well, golly, dear, don't you think you ought to buy a new cookbook or something? We sure buy a pack of groceries for just two people.
Well, it's not the cookbook's fault, it's me. I just can't resist when everything looks so good. I guess what I need is a book or something to tell me what to buy when I go to the store.
Another feature of the Civilian Defense Block Plan is that to the leader or captain of your block is regularly sent official information about food conservation. Now, if you have questions about, well, say, the voluntary meat rationing campaign, you can take your questions directly to someone in your own neighborhood who has the latest up-to-the-minute government bulletins on the subject. Along with bulletins on food conservation, your block leader will also furnish you menu suggestions and food buying guides prepared by government home economists. Here are practical answers to the practical problems of running a household in wartime. Still another kind of problem may come up.
Hey, you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to go down to the gas rationing board and ask for a B sticker after all.
What's the matter? Can't get to work and back?
I can't make it on an A sticker. Not if I have to drive every day.
Are you driving your own car to work every day?
Sure. I can't find anybody in my neighborhood to share rides with me.
Good night, man. A lot of guys up your way go downtown every day. I see them past the store.
Yeah, I know. But I haven't lived in that neighborhood long enough to know all those guys. I figure some of them ought to put it up to me.
What you ought to do is have somebody in the block make a survey or something. Find out who's going which way and sort of get the boys together.
Hey, that's a good idea. But who's going to do it?
That's another job for your block leader under Civilian Defense's new block plan. He makes surveys among the dozen or so families in your immediate neighborhood, arranges car-sharing clubs, and organizes other ways of sharing and conserving precious items that must last us all for the duration.
Mr. Pearson.
Yes, ma'am?
Is there any reason why a woman couldn't be a block leader?
No reason in the world, and a very good idea. The block leader should certainly be someone who spends much of his time at home.
Well, it sounds to me like a darn good job for a woman who wants to do something practical to help in the war. I'm all for it. Anything to save time and confusion and get results.
Well, let me tell you how the block plan can work in your neighborhood. If a block leader hasn't already been appointed in the block where you live, ask your local civilian defense council to appoint someone. Your block leader will work directly with civilian defense headquarters and will be given help and instructions by them. At all times, your block leader is the link between you and all the different war activities of your city. He or she will keep you posted on official news about all of them, from war bonds to ration cards. When you have questions that your block leader cannot answer offhand, he or she will know where to get the answers and will bring back official information straight from headquarters. Here's the way to squelch rumors that run through your neighborhood like wildfire. Your block leader will know the facts. Here's the way to get your constructive criticisms acted upon. Your block leader will take them promptly to headquarters for consideration.
I have a question, Mr. Pearson. What's the difference between the block leader's job and an air raid warden's job?
Your air raid warden's job is to look out for you and your neighbors in time of bombing or when any other emergency exists in your block. His job is one of protection. The block leader's job comes under the heading of mobilization. In other words, you and your neighbors are mobilizing under block leaders to throw the united efforts of all of you into America's offense against the Axis. Mobilizing an army means calling an army together and organizing it into fighting units. Mobilizing on the home front means getting the American people together and organizing them for action on the jobs at home. That's why the block plan. It's the American people mobilized for action. Well, how about it, neighbors? Can we count on you to support the block plan in your town? How about it? Let's get organized and finish up the job right. This program, sent you by the United States Office of Civilian Defense, was written by Pauline Gibson and directed by William Russo of the Radio Directors Guild. And now, a representative of your own local civilian defense council to tell you how the block plan will work in your neighborhood.